We have family here dating all the way back to the Civil War. Everyone is buried here, except your great uncle Jimmy. His plane went down in World War II.
Do you have a place?
Yes, Papa bought the remaining lots in this section for me and my sisters. Well, I'm next to Ashley. Oh, my word. Just look at this mess.
Mom?
What?
You're tending your own grave?
Well, somebody has to do it. It needs to be done. You know we have an extra lot here because of Jimmy. If you want it...
I don't want to think about it. It's too morbid.
We all have to go sometime, dear. As you get older, you'll find it comforting to know that no matter how far apart we get in life, we can all meet back here in death. I'm going to walk over to the caretaker's shack and leave a note about all this rubbish. I'll be right back.
The first snow has such quiet promise.
Oh, you startled me. I didn't know anybody else was here.
I left home in first snow. I haven't been warm since. Why don't you go home?
Excuse me?
I can see it in your eyes. That same chill. Why don't you go home? I was like you once, in love with the wrong person. My parents forbid us to be married. They said I'd go to hell if I married a colored man.
What did you do?
I did what was expected of me. One minute, he was standing in front of me. Next, he was gone. Every day since has been like new snow, like a promise torn to pieces and thrown to the ground. They blanket my path and cover the way home. See them falling day by day, one after another. I give them all away to have that one day back. Go home, Francine. Go home while you can still find it.
Well, I left them a note. I don't know when they'll see it, though. I'll come back in a couple of days and check on it. Are you ready to go? Francine? What is it, dear? What are you looking at?
Tambi asked me to meet her here.
Well, well, look who we have here. The prodigal son returns.
Veronica.
Hello, cuz. I missed you.
Uh-huh. Where's Tambi?
I could ask you the same question. She asked me to meet her here, too. Could our clever friend be playing matchmaker?
I don't think so.
I don't see why you're so anxious to meet with the woman who sabotaged your plane. Unless you came to kill her!
What are you talking about?
She almost got away with it. It's so hard to predict how those things will turn out.
Tambi sabotaged the plane?
Seems like such a waste, doesn't it? Killing all those innocent people in hopes of making your death look like an accident for the lawyers. Very sloppy.
No, I can't believe anybody would do that.
Yo, you dear boy. I'd forgotten what a delight you are. No wonder Darcy loved you so. Tell me something, cousin. Is it true?
What?
What they say about you and your sister Darcy. That you two were, you know, close.
Get away from me.
Whoa! That hit a nerve! Darcy was right. You were a lot more fun before you got religious on us. And now you're too good for the family, is that it? So why are you here, Davidson? Could it be you're not the man you pretend to be? Maybe you have some master plan up your sleeve. Maybe you need help. Maybe you need me.
Need you for what?
To take over the business together. Duh.
Sorry, not interested. Where's Kachu?
Who?
Katina Chuvansky. Where is she?
Oh, that little troll? I think she's dead. Weren't you boys saying something about that?
Yeah, that's the word on the pipe.
That was the Baker job, wasn't it?
Tambi, yeah.
Still trying to clean up after that plane job.
Rumor is there's one mark left.
Well, there you have it. Looks like it's just you and me. What do you say, gorgeous? There's nobody in our way but Tambi. With your position in Big Six and my brains.
No. I came for Kachu, and I'm going to find her, dead or alive. I'm not interested in anything else you people have going on.
I thought you'd say that. Okay, then. On to Plan B. Kill him. Okay, Lars, see if you could get Tambi on the phone. Tell her David's body was just found. Bullry.
Sorry, kid.
Oh, yes! That's the Yosaka I remember. I knew he was under all that piety somewhere. Glory, hallelujah! Thank you, God, for throwing him back! Oh my God, is he dead? You killed him? Hard to break, aren't they, you sucker? So much for all your born-again David crap! Killed you! Holy boy!
No!
You're no better than the rest of the family, are you? Welcome back, you sucker! Welcome back to hell!
You've been listening to Episode 5 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 9, Child of Rage by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Additional music by Shane Ivers. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Cambry Varner was the Ghost and Henchman. David Ellis was David. The Mocha Wizard was Veronica. Tim Price was Lars. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. You lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8tw Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.